SBS Radio.
The shocking crimes took place in the state of Uttar Pradesh in northern India. Two teenage girls, aged 15 and 17, were found hanging from a tree in a sugarcane field near a village in Lakhimpur Kheri district. Police quickly determined it was a vain attempt to disguise their murders as suicide. It was then discovered the two girls have been gang-raped before their attackers strangled them, then called on accomplices to hang them and erase traces of their crime. Local police superintendent Sanjeev Suman has described the sequence of events.
The accused claimed they got angry when their victims asked to marry them and strangulated the girls using scarves. Later, they called their friends Karimuddin and Arif. The gang reached the crime scene, intending to remove any evidence, and hung the bodies from a tree. They later left the spot. All six of them have been arrested.
Two men have confessed to the crimes, while police alleged at least two others are connected. The community is in shock. Demonstrators took to the street after the discovery of the bodies, and local press reported police had been deployed across the village to maintain order. One of the victims' father was heard saying,
"I want justice. They should be sentenced to death by hanging."
The victims were Dalits, the lowest ranking in the Hindu caste system. Human rights groups in India have often reported that Dalits are more at risk of being victims of crimes, especially women when it comes to sexual assault. Rape has been a very visible and highly controversial issue in India for several years, with a string of high-profile cases shocking the nation. 10 years ago, the gang rape of a 23-year-old student on a bus in the capital New Delhi caused a massive uproar and sparked a debate that still rages on. Mass protests at the time caused the government to set up fast-track courts dedicated to rape cases, with harsher penalties for convicted rapists. Prajesh Patak, the deputy chief of Northern Uttar Pradesh, has pledged to come down hard on the perpetrators of the latest crime.
Our government takes such incidents very seriously and takes the strictest action. We will take strict actions in this case as per the Indian Penal Code and in accordance with the laws.
Outrage has also exploded on social media, with opposition politicians criticizing Uttar Pradesh state's authorities. But the problem remains, especially for Dalit people. Only 2 years ago, the gang rape and death of a Dalit woman was followed a month later by the same ordeal inflicted on a 13-year-old Dalit girl. It caused protests across the country. But today, India still deals with the same tragedy. Julien Ayer, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.